listen, thanks for your responses to You Tell Me from last week regarding English is our language. This segment is sponsored by K.E. Sellers, the winery in French Quarter, South Broadway, across from the mall. This week, just life experience. We're talking about nationalizing healthcare as a part of the presidential campaign that's already underway. I had a little epiphany about that. I visited two Tyler post offices for the seemingly simple task of getting a priority mail flat rate envelope so I could put something in the mail and ship it off. All I needed was the envelope. They're supposed to have them. You go into any post office, there are these racks that's supposed to have all the forms. I went into two in Tyler. I went into South Broadway. It was empty. I go to the post office on Irwin downtown, empty. And it suddenly dawned on me, this may be a little metaphor for what we're looking for, what we can anticipate in national health care. The postage machine, the machine that's supposed to sell you stamps, downtown Broadway, out of service signs that have been written all over, please fix the machine. It's been 2 months, it says. And then it dawns on me, outside of the post office, there's a FedEx collection box that's visited for 5 very quick minutes every day by a guy driving a truck. He can fill that thing up with everything you need in order to do business with FedEx, yet employees that are there in the building at the Postal Service can't stir themselves to put stamps back in the vending machine and put the forms back in the little form racks. And I said, what if the Postal Service were running health care? And you say, well, Paul, that's not going to happen. Well, it kind of is if we nationalize health care, because you're going to have the equivalent of a postal employee acting as the gatekeeper to your access to health care. Imagine you and your acutely ill child up against a postal worker trying to get the service that you need. Right now, if you're unhappy with your doctor, if you're unhappy with the hospital that you use, you can go someplace else. But with the government mandating how you're going to be vended health care and essentially allocating your share of the health care pie, those choices will be gone. And the chastening effect of competition. If you don't believe there's competition in healthcare, listen to any commercial break at KTBB, and you will hear ETMC and Trinity Mother Francis and UT Health Center going hammer and tong trying to convince you that they're better than the other. They compete for your business. Take away the chastening effect of competition that FedEx faces from UPS and take it to the Postal Service that has no competition for first-class mail service, and you'll be up against the same kind of employee who can't bestir himself to go put forms in a rack even though they're in the building 8 hours a day. And it scares me to death. But you may disagree. You may think it's a great idea to have the government paying for your free universal health care. Of course, nothing is free, but that'll be the way it's presented. And I want to hear from you either way. I want you to tell me, are you in favor of universal health care as proposed by the Clinton campaign, or does it scare you to death, the prospect of dealing with the medical equivalent of a postal employee when you go out to get health care? I particularly want to hear from you if you believe that universal health care is a good idea. So you go to ktbb.com/youtellme and give me your comments. You for universal health care, or does it scare the living bejeebers out of you? And that's what we want to know when You Tell Me. We're brought to you this morning by K.E. Sellers, the European-style boutique winery, which is in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. You know, it's the social season as we get into the fall. You're going to be invited over to people's houses. Things are going to happen. Don't go empty-handed. Here's a great idea, because I can recommend this with absolute confidence. Go to K.E. Sellers and ask them for the Texas Sangiovese. Sangiovese is a grape that's used to make blends like Chianti, but it stands on its own. It's a grape that originated in the Tuscany region of Italy. This particular bottle of wine is just slightly fruity. It's a kind of a full-flavored red. Taste it before you buy it, because K.E. Sellers is a winery. It's not a liquor store. It's a winery, and like all wineries, there's a tasting room. It's $1 a taste. You'll be very happy with the taste. You want to take a bottle, buy a case, because when you get invited to somebody's house this social season, take with you a bottle of wine from K.E. Sellers, the boutique-style European winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. K.E. Sellers. I'm Paul Gleiser. Thanks for joining us. You Tell Me.